Good morning, listening audience. Y'all know what time it is. You know what time it is. It is 0900. In fact, it's a little after 0900. But guess what? It is the Jay Wright Show. As it is every Sunday morning, live in the studios on WJNI 106.3. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure to be in the studios.
Thank you.
Giving me that opportunity to engage with my listening audience. Y'all know this is a call-in platform. This is not just about Jay Wright. This is about current affairs. This is about social. This is about civics. This is just an opportunity to engage and dialogue that, you know, you don't always get a chance to have. So let's get this show rolling. The phone number to be a part of this show is 843-308-9564. Again, that number is 843-308-9564. It's the number to be a part of the show. Call in. I want to hear what you have to say about anything I may have to say. Again, 843-308-9564, a call-in platform. The show was designed strictly for you, so you can be a part of it. Let me give a shout-out to those that make this show possible. The show wouldn't even be possible without them. Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Jaira's Place in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson & Hall Funeral Home, Geechee Seafood down in Mount Pleasant, Hannibal's Kitchen on Blake Street. They got a new look over there. Really nice. Really nice. You need to go and check them out. Family Seafood Market on Rivers Avenue. Check Masters, Check Cashing on Rivers Avenue as well. The Jefferson Building. Four businesses operating out of there. Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. And the Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. Thank you to those folks. Support them because they support the Jay Wright Show. So when you hear me on Sunday mornings coming over this airwaves, it's because they want me. They've allowed me to continue to do it. Don't forget, go to the podcast. If you missed the Jay Wright Show, you go there, check out the podcast. When you see that good-looking black man, you put in WJNI, click on podcast, Jay Wright Show. That good-looking brother pops up, you're there. Go there, listen to the previous shows. And again, thank you. Yesterday was something I got to talk about, man. And the expo was yesterday. Here in Charleston, man, and I thought the expo was an awesome turnout. And not only do I have a comment about the expo, but in the studio with me, none other than the professor, T. Bass, is in the studio. Good morning, sir. It was a pleasure seeing you at the expo yesterday.
Yes, sir. It was a family reunion.
Was it not? It was a family reunion, man. So much so, right,
yeah,
that couple things happened there. A lot of good, strong networking.
Yep.
Great, great, great turnout.
Yes.
Indeed. But while I was there, I had an opportunity to do something that I thought was amazing, right? You know, this has happened before, but when it does happen, you're always kind of like, wow, you know. Yesterday, I had a chance to meet Sister E. Y'all heard her call here before. Y'all, she's a regular caller on Sunday mornings on the Jay Wright Show.
Yeah.
Well, I turned the corner yesterday. I was in somewhere else. I turned the corner, came back, and the professor says, Jay Wright, you got to meet your regular caller. Sister E is right down here. Sister E is not really her name, but that's the name that we've given her on the Jay Wright Show. Got a chance to meet her. It was a pleasure, and I want to give you a shout-out, Sister E, for getting a chance to meet you on yesterday and taking a photo with you. And it's pretty cool when you meet folks that call into your show. Here I am a year plus later in the show,
and
I get a chance to finally meet one of the callers. That was pretty cool. Jump right in the show. I got a whole lot going on. But one thing I do want to say about the expo, if you missed it, you missed a great network opportunity. You're going to hear from a lot of those folks that I engaged with yesterday on this show.
That's right.
You will hear from them. So, so listen, stand by. It was an opportunity for me to not have to make any phone calls or send any emails. I just made, hey, y'all remember me. I was at this. That's right. So we're gonna crank it up, and there's a lot of great, great, great services that I'm gonna bring to you as a result of yesterday's expo. So I'll do my part, and the sponsor will allow me to do it, and we'll make some things happen. I want to mention there's a whole lot, as you know, going on, and the 1904 Schoolhouse Benefit Concert. I am a sponsor of that, and I want you all to be there on March the 26th. From 1 to 5 p.m. at 7900 Door Road. In a few minutes, some point before my guests come up, I'm going to let the Professor T. Bass actually play the promo for you. He is the He is the DJ and the man behind the programming of this show. So if you know Professor T-Bass, you know he does it right. You know he does with excellence. So guess what? Just expect to be there and see it done in a manner in which you're going to say, wow, you know, they did something awesome to rebuild the legacy of a 1904 school. Remember, that school is the last black school in the town of Mount Pleasant that predates Rosenwald. We all know about the Rosenwald schools. It predates Brown versus Board of Education. It is also during 1904 to 1953 in the height of the Jim Crow era. And obviously Jim Crow, James Crow, whoever his cousins and relatives were, what they did decide was, okay, we're going to let them get educated. So from 1904 to 1953, it served the community. And the fact that it's in that community right now is what I've been advocating for all along, the community school concept. A school that educated the community, back in the community. Well, ultimately, I think Reverend Pinckney told me not to say back. It was always in the community. It was just at the top of the community. So it's kind of moved down into the center of the community. So not out back into the community, but more centrally located in the community. And I think awesome project, 1904, rebuilding the legacy. Charlton Singleton had a chance to come out yesterday to the expo with me. We kind of walked around. That dude is famous. And, you know, everybody was like, hey, Charlton. I was like, what about me? I'm Jay Wright. But, you know, I can sit aside for this moment. We'll get our time in a moment. But thank you, Charlton, as well, for coming out. It was great to see you. Great to have folks intermingle with you and give our flyers. So we gave out a lot of information and about the event. And so, yes, that event is happening. I got that in there.
Yes, indeed. It's coming.
It's coming. And the professor. T-Bass. You know, I know I like giving folks names because that's what we do. You know, we just got to give you a name that's more familiar.
I do that too. That's just love and respect.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely. So, you know, when people say me,
nicknames are good.
Absolutely. When I heard certain nicknames, I'm like, wow, that dude knows me from here. He knows me from there. So I got him. I got a bunch of nicknames. But when somebody often say to me, it says, is Terry Bass a professor? I said, if you ever watch what he does, you will understand. He is the professor at what he does. He's been doing it for a long time. And yes, so Expo was great. Terry Bass, it was good to see you yesterday. Also, I walked around the corner at one point, and the brother Terry had already transformed. He had a wig on. I was like, transformation.
I had to put the old school afro on.
Absolutely.
For our sister stations.
Well, let's see if we might see that afro again in a couple weeks.
You might. You just might.
All right. Expo was great. Let's talk about some issues that's going on. I want to say, number one, I think one of the biggest issues that we're seeing right now, we're faced with right now, is this war. And Putin, I just got to tell you, Mr. Putin, you are my dummy of the week because I always have, as Fred Sanford eloquently puts it, you big dummy, you are the dummy of the week. But you're the dummy of the week not because you've created a war, but because of the manner in which you're conducting the war. Everybody in sight got to go. That's your theory. And so I simply don't understand that. And so you are my big dummy of the week. And my question for you, the listening audience, is it because now Putin has this nuclear capability and is threatening to use it that everybody fear, you know, this huge all-out world war? Is that what this is all about? Because if I'm not mistaken, this morning there was another airstrike, you know. So, what are we seeing? And is social media helping or hurting this war? That is a big question to be played because we never had social media that played out the way in which we're seeing a war now. If you, as I am, a veteran in the United States Army, a war don't typically be played out over TV and social media. Is social media helping or hurting this war? 843-308-9564 is the number. I want to hear your thoughts on that because it social media is being played out. And Putin don't like it. Putin has shut it down in Russia. There's a lot that's happening in relation to this war. What also is happening is I need my prayer warriors. I know all my folks that are strong prayer warriors. I don't typically do it on Jay Wright's show, but I'm asking you to pray for stimulus checks. So President Biden and some CEOs are asking us to go back to normal. They're asking folks to go back to buildings and, you know, get away from working from home. And so I need my prayer warriors to pray for a stimulus check, because we are facing inflation. And you're asking people to go back to a building that's 20 minutes away at the height of gas prices. Everything has gone up. For them to go to lunch now, it's going to go from $5 to $8. So if you're one that's going, that there's this threat that President Biden is saying, we're relaxed enough to get you back in office, you might be one of them prayer warriors that's praying for a stimulus check. I think there are more people that need that stimulus check right now, Professor T-Base, than they did a year and a half ago.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely with the price of everything going up, it is definitely, it would probably be a little, I think last time it was like a Christmas present. It was like, ooh.
Yeah, but know, but boy,
it's now it's like, oh,
yeah, it's beyond a Christmas present. It's a need now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to Jay Rice Show, you know we do try to create policies some ways. I got a call online. Let me jump right into the caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show.
Good morning, Mr. Jay Rice. I was so excited to see you yesterday. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
It was good to see you. Yeah, what?
Yes, it was pleasure to see you on yesterday, Sister E, and me and Professor T-Base. When he told me you were there, I was like, wow.
Hello, Dr. T-Base.
Look, I think I'm going to have to call you Sister E tomorrow.
That'll work.
Yes.
That's right. Well, I want to thank. Go ahead, yes, ma'am.
But you know what? Wow, it was like a family reunion. Everybody was so happy and joyful.
Yes.
And the food line with that fish and that okra fries and stuff, it was so long all day.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that fish and fries. Fish and okra were good, yeah? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. That.
The wonderful people been out there. Oh, Jesus.
That's right.
I really enjoyed myself. I had a grand time.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Glad to have seen you out yesterday.
And Shakira, oh, she sang herself. She sang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. I have. Yes.
That's
and,
good.
Putin, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He's my big dummy, too. Growing up to the children's hospital. No, he ought to be
standing
before God.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what. You know, we were yesterday. Yesterday we were at the expo enjoying and smiling, and like you said, a family reunion.
Yeah.
While all that was still going on in Ukraine, you know, so we got a lot to be thankful for, right? Because they were losing lives and they were at war yesterday while we were all smiling and getting a chance to congregate.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to be mindful of that, but at the same time. We got to also remember that this is a strange thing we're seeing, you know, very strange. We've never seen it like this before. Right. But I want to thank you so much for calling in and always calling in and being a part of the show.
Yes,
and it was a pleasure seeing you yesterday. I did post a picture on my Facebook page, the Jay Rice Show with me and you. And so so thank you so much, man, for all you do and continue to listen.
Now have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. Y'all heard Sister E. She it was a pleasure seeing her yesterday. She's a bundle of joy.
Sister
and,
E, yes indeed. Can I answer that question about the social media?
Yes, sir.
Putin actually gave the answer. Well, part of the answer. It's both.
Right.
It you know, I think every social media from the beginning, it's both. It's
right.
It's the best and the worst. At the same time.
Yeah.
Because Putin answered he is suppressing information. So he knows that people can tell the truth and shame the devil, as they say. But
right.
But by the same token, his probably cronies and the people that I don't know what kind of support he really has.
Right.
Because are they in support or are they in fear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? You're right.
But,
absolutely right.
But I'm sure they will spit out this because, you know, he's trying to say that America is putting out misinformation. That's what he's trying to say. That America is putting out misinformation, but he won't put out the real information. So, he's something else. So, Putin can. He's the dummy of the world, not just the dummy of the day. He's the dummy of the world because, man, it is devastating to see all that destruction, all that stuff going on. That ultimately they're gonna have to rebuild all that stuff that they're tearing down.
Yeah,
you know, but you can't rebuild those people's lives that are taken.
That's right.
And it's just, I think America, you know, like Biden said, world war. He don't want to be the one who starts World War III.
Absolutely, and you know, so it's Putin, the big dummy that seemed to be the one, man, that wants to get started. So.
The dummy of the world.
Yeah, he's a big dummy. Yeah. I mean, come on, we can't. This is unacceptable. Got a call on the line. We're gonna jump right in. Good morning, caller. Welcome, WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning? This is my guest, and very, very, very great person to have met and worked with, Susan with Yuppie Puppy. How are you?
How are you?
I'm
good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I've had a lot of guests on my show, and I've talked about a lot of things, but I have never had someone on the show where we talked about dogs. So you are going to give my listening audience something this morning that they have been asking me for. They said, what about dogs in this COVID environment, and what should we know? Let's bring somebody on to talk about that. And I was like, okay, well, I'll do it. So I've been chasing you now for 6 months or better. And, you know, I got all these millions of listeners, and they got coffee and tea and hot chocolate. And because it's cold now, and some of them got mimosas, so they're sitting back with their legs crossed. Susan. So let's talk about Yuppie Puppy. Let's talk about what you do there and why it's important, and your role with dogs. And thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. Well, let's talk about Yuppie Puppy. Yuppie Puppy is a pet grooming salon that I've been happily employed at for the last 10, 11 years, something like that.
Okay.
We are in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and we take care of all your dog beautification needs.
Right. And if there's such, the one thing I did want to ask you, because the question I was asking me is, over the past couple of years, we know we've been in this new environment. I mean, an environment that we've never seen before.
Right.
What has that experience been like for Yuppie Puppy, and how have y'all interact with dogs? Have you guys been able to, even at the height of the pandemic, have y'all been able to interact with dogs in the same way? Or did you guys have to take precautions and what to wear? And did you all have to experience that as well?
Pretty much. What we were doing was during the pandemic, a lot of other grooming shops had closed down completely, but we remained open. And what we did was everybody wore masks, and we disinfected everything in our store, especially, you know, surfaces where people would touch and handle. We were only letting in one client at a time with their dog so that we didn't have a lot of exposure. And we noticed that during the pandemic, which probably a lot of people know, is that people were stuck at home, so they were buying dogs to keep them company. So we got lots of new clients, and we also got a lot of new clients from other stores that had closed during that time, that remained with us after, you know, most of the lockdown was over. So, yes, pandemic puppies everywhere. People were buying dogs like crazy. So
really?
There was a big demand. And people were home more, so they were walking them more, and they were just getting dirty more. And some people don't know, you know, that they, you know, a lot of people like to bathe their own dogs, which is fine if you have a little dog that doesn't need a haircut.
Right.
But some of the other dogs that require haircuts, you know, people aren't aware that what we do is we brush them out and comb them before they go in the tub so that the knots that are there don't get any worse or harder to get out. So, you know, people would bathe in their dogs and then bring them in and they're matted. So we work with people. We try to explain to them, you know, the best course of action to take care of their dog and keep them in a good condition. Mm-hmm. And we were able to function, you know, pretty normally during, you know, the lockdown as we are now.
Well, that's good. Well, I also know that there was this huge, seemed like there was, people were buying more dogs, as you indicated. What do you think prompted that? I think what would make a person in the height of a pandemic go out and buy a dog when that's, number one, an additional responsibility, But number two, right. It was also then an additional cost now for the maintenance of it.
Right. Well, yep. People, like I said, they're in lockdown, so there are some people who didn't have families who were living alone,
right,
and they were lonely,
right.
So they went out and got dogs.
Right.
Some breeders don't explain to their to the people who are buying puppies from them exactly all the needs that some dogs require. You know, a lot of these big fluffy dogs require monthly maintenance, and a lot of people don't understand that. And so, you get dogs in ill condition and we brush them out and make them as happy and healthy as we possibly could.
Right. Right.
It's a labor of love. This job is a labor of love. You really got to love dogs to be able to deal with this job.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a lot of patience and expertise and support from each other. So it's nice to have more than one person working in there with you.
Absolutely.
Because some dogs are hard to handle by yourselves. A lot of the big dogs, mm-hmm. Even some of the small ones.
Well, I do want to say that, I've watched you guys operate there and you do an excellent job. And, I do like the little annual Christmas, Santa Claus with the dog thing.
Oh, yeah.
You guys take the pictures and they've done a good job.
That's the owner. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the owner of our shop.
they've done a good job of promoting that. I mean, I think it's a great way, as you said, a labor of love during the holiday seasons to have a picture with your dog with Santa after you guys have done an awesome job of grooming them. Susan, what are some of the things that as you all move forward and beyond the pandemic, some of the things that you would advise for owners that have dogs and that you would suggest that they either do or be more mindful of when it comes to these
mm-hmm.
dogs? And have you guys ever seen during this pandemic a dog that had COVID?
No. I've never seen a dog that had COVID.
Okay.
In fact, a lot of our clients, regular people, I have customers that come every 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
If they got sick, they would call us and cancel, obviously, and
okay.
Reschedule for a couple of weeks later. People with dogs, basically, if you're going to get a dog, you should find out as much about the breed that you buy before mm-hmm. you get it. So you know what you're getting yourself into. There's a lot of research that you can do on the internet. It's very easy to get to. And most of the time, people, especially, like I said, dogs that require haircuts, should really start their dogs young. As soon as their dogs have their final vaccinations and they're safe to bring them to a shop, that's when you should start grooming them. Don't wait till they're 6-7 months old and, have never been on a table before to bring them into a grooming shop because they really just don't know how to behave. That's why usually with first dog puppies with haircuts, we don't even do a full grooming on them the first time. The first time we'll get them in there and we'll clip out their pads and we'll cut their nails and give them a sanitary, clip underneath their belly.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bathe them and get them used to the dryer. And they just get used to standing on the table. We'll trim up their faces a little bit, cut their nails and clean out their ears
mm-hmm.
just so they get used to the fact that, this is what's going to happen to me every 6 weeks for the rest of my life. So,
right,
they got to start getting used to it.
Yeah.
And socializing puppies, too, is really important when you get a puppy. It might have been harder during, lockdown, but it's really important with little tiny dogs, little puppy dogs, to get them out at meeting other dogs on a leash in a dog park,
mm-hmm.
even in stores like PetSmart where you can bring your dog in so that they get used to being around other dogs and being around other people and
right.
being handled. So being socialized is the number one thing when you get a puppy. To get them used to.
I think that's a huge misconception that I've had that the more interaction a dog have around other dogs, the better they would react and respond. I think people always, at least I've kind of always thought that, okay, if I keep Lucy away from other dogs, I don't have to hear the barking or whatever. But you're right. That interaction, same thing we require, right? Social interaction.
Oh, absolutely. They're just like little kids, you know? They need to be around others of their own age or others of their own breed, basically.
Right.
And so they learn how to be dogs, really. They got to learn, they're just coming in as puppies, but they,
mm-hmm.
they have to learn how to dog, as people would say, and they learn that from other dogs.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on this morning. And Yuppie Puppy is in Mount Pleasant on Coleman Boulevard. And Susan, if you would give the number out there for anybody that might have any questions for you, I might be interested in, getting you in the room. You're not a sponsor, but I'll be glad to allow you to share that information because this is the Jay Rice Show. And Susan, I can say, you know, you take care of my dog. You do a great job with my dog. Now, the one reason why I don't walk Lucy is because you've seen Lucy, and I don't know how good that would look if I'm out walking Lucy.
Right, right. You even let us cuddle Lucy's ears pink one time, which was the first time I had ever done that.
And I had never, ever taken Lucy out during that couple of days at that pink lasso. And I want to thank you for that. That was pretty cool. I had seen it was a request, and so that's what happened. But that enough right. about – you can almost tell what kind of dog Lucy is, because I can't be out walking with Lucy. People look at me like, Jay Wright, you walking Lucy? I'm like, yeah, no. But anyway, thank you so much for taking time this morning. Is there anything in parting you'd like to say? And please give out the number where you are.
Oh, okay. Well, let me give the number first before I forget. The number is 843-884-7666, which is actually 843-88-GROOM, I believe. Okay. And any other parting words? Not really, but looking forward to seeing you and Lucy again.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on, and you continue to take care of yourself and have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much. And tell your wife I said hello.
I will. Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
That is Susa. She takes care of my dog. Lucy is a little dog. I mean, you know, Lucy is a little kind of like a little poodle, Bichon dog mix. So you don't see me out walking her. She's a little too fluffy for me. And, you know, I always have to tell people that Lucy is my little pit bull. She can bark. She can make a lot of noise. And that is the one thing I am grateful to having her for. And I've had her for almost 17 years. So imagine a little fluffy. I'm going to post a picture of Lucy on my the Jay Wright Show Facebook page to get your interest. But thank you, Susan, so much for all the information. I got a caller. I'm going to jump right in. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Wright Show.
Good morning, Cousin Johnny.
All right. Day from Sister E to Cousin M. Good morning, ma'am. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It is always a pleasure to hear your voice. Early on the call, I think as you listened, I had a chance to meet Sister E on yesterday, and you are coming down on March the 26th for the benefit concert. So everybody that's going to be at that benefit concert, you can ask me, where is Cousin M? And I can point her to you. And on that 26th day of March, when you get here, everybody that want to know where Cousin M is, I'm going to be pointing them in your direction. How you doing today?
All right. I'm doing wonderful, Cousin. Listen, I want to just shout out to Professor T-Base and Sister E this morning. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Also, President Putin, whatever he is, okay, he's, you know, he's a real disgrace for what he's doing and having people running for their lives, bombing people, you know, that is just so heartless to do to other human beings, you see? And he is a big dummy, a dummy of the world, okay? That's what he is.
He is. And you know, I'm almost at the point where I don't know if the media should continue to cover it. They continue to cover it. I mean, because, you know, if you're one that, you know, number one, if you, as I have to do sometimes, I need to be abreast of what's going on, right? Because on the Jay Wright Show, if it's happening here around the world, I got to talk about it. So I got to be abreast of what's going on. Now, I'm never one that absorb my all day into that activity, but when you look at that, you have to say to yourself, wow, come on, FCC, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Stop showing all that. Sometimes you got to peel back and say, FCC, what is in the best interest of the people? You know, not the best interest of ratings, but what's in the best interest of people? Mm-hmm. And right now, some of the devastation that we're seeing, I don't know that it's in the best interest of the people.
No, it isn't. And the thing is, how much money, Putin, do you really need? You see? Because that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
Take over of land and money. Okay? That's what it's about.
And
you
just
when people like that.
And you just said something very valuable, Cousin M. You said money and land. So this is the power grab. Mm-hmm. This is truly a power grab.
We've
constantly talked about in life about how land was taken from people. Well, Look no further than when the Russia invasion of Ukraine, land taken from them. He's going there taking your land. So when we look back throughout our long history in America, we've heard that term before, land grab. Mm-hmm. Well, we're witnessing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, Cousin M, again for calling in, always being a part
of the
show on March the 26th at that concert, that Rebuild the Legacy concert from 1 to 5 on 7900 Door Road and on Door. I'm going to get the promo played up here in a few minutes and be there and meet Cousin M. And Sister E, I hope you're going to come out there as well.
Oh, that would be nice if she did come out. I'd love to meet her.
All right, good, good. Cousin M, take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. I'm going to call you later, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, bye. All right.
There go my two weekly callers. See, now one thing will happen is Cousin M and Sister E will get in.
They're locked in.
So you're going to hear from them. So if you're one of those callers out there and you always want to say, and I got a partner. I got to mention them. Tyron Green lives in Georgetown, and he listens every Sunday. And he always tells me all the time, I'm going to call in one Sunday morning. He said, I all listen to Cousin M and Sister E. I'm going to call in one Sunday. This is your Sunday morning, T. Green. T and I met in Fort Stewart, Georgia, man, back in 1985. And we've been friends ever since, man. And, he lived right down the street. And love that brother, man. Got nothing but love for him. Moving right along, Jesse Smollett. What is wrong with that brother? He was sentenced this week, right? And I think his outburst at the judge just continues to speak to people with privilege. The judge didn't commit no crime. All the judge was there to do is sentence you for a crime you committed. So how you gonna have this outburst in court like you're Epstein? I'm not suicidal. What was that even about? Now you already create theatrics. You created theatrics by a false, fake, your own drama TV show in real life. You already created that.
That's right.
Now you go to the additional extent in the courtroom. Jesse Smollett, what is wrong with you?
He's the first runner-up for Dummy of the Week.
He is certainly a Dummy of the Week. Aside from the nonsense Putin is doing, and what Putin is doing is nonsense.
You know, it's funny you say that. I said this on my program during the week when it all happened, because I played that audio and let people hear it who might not have social media, didn't hear it. Whatever theatrics that he laid out, I respect you, Judge, but I am not suicidal. I am not suicidal. And if, him talking about sticking his fist in the fear of, I see if we could play it. I got it in here.
Okay.
It sounded foolish. And the sad thing, or the real clear thing, there's a trait that Putin has, Jesse has, Donald has.
That's right. Absolutely, you say it.
And many others, DeSantis.
This is the Jay Wright Show. You can say it.
There's a trait.
That's right.
And what I said on the radio was, here's the question that I asked, and nobody answered it, but it was just for you to think about.
Okay.
If a liar, if you believe your lie, are you lying?
Oh, by no means. Hey, T-Base, you know what? I didn't call in to answer that question, but brother, give me the chance on the Jay Wright Show this morning
to entertain that. Because there are people in every aspect of life. Infidelity, shoplifting, murder, embezzlement, war, racism. Because if they don't believe it, we can't solve racism because a three-fifths mentality. If that's what you believe, then you're going to question: is it a lie?
It's
insane, but it's that simple.
That's right. The things that drive are narratives that are built around lies. I was, I had to years ago look up what a rumor is. Mm-hmm. And in a rumor, as I know it, it's an unconfirmed report. But it may be true based on how it's being delivered, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
So based on the delivery and how passionate that person might be, that's that lie part, right?
Right.
So I can passionately lie to you, and then you might buy in. So one of the things too with all them gentlemen you talked about is power and privilege. Mm. Power and privilege allow you to sometimes feel that you're beyond.
You can lie.
Right. You're beyond a criminal system. You're beyond approach. You can do things that others simply can't do. And I think we saw that this week, in particular with Jesse Smollett, because why did he think that he can yell out, that judge didn't do anything wrong. That judge did not commit a crime. That judge did not ask you to do what you did, right? You orchestrated that. I mean, you made a fool of yourself. But you know what's going to happen, as I hate to think that. And I want your opinion about Jesse Smollett. 843-308-9564 is the number. But one of the things that's going to happen from that, I think what's going to happen is he's going to get more airtime. And, you know, when that 150 days is up, I think there's going to be folks that are going to be reaching out to him to get him on shows or get interviews. So because of his theatrics, yeah, it's going to make him some money.
Yeah, because, you know, there'll be an audience. Former president was up the street yesterday. He had an audience.
That's right.
In Florence, South Carolina.
Absolutely. So let's do you have it up?
I do. I can play it.
Let's play it. I want you to hear Jesse Smollett, and he could very well have been the dummy of the week, but listen to what this guy had to say in the courtroom.
Questions?
No, I would just like to say to Your Honor that I am not suicidal. That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
I am not suicidal.
Okay.
I am not suicidal. I am innocent, and I am not suicidal. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of Black Americans in this country for over 400 years and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this and I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time, I am not suicidal.
Okay. What is that? What truly is that, right? You tell me if it's not suicidal, something's wrong with you. You are psychologically imbalanced. I got a caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. We're having fun in the studio this morning. You're on the J. Wright Show.
Hey, J. Wright, how you doing?
I'm good. Cousin Al, what's happening, brother? How you feeling this morning?
Fine, man, fine. Listen, Emily going to be there, so what I'm going to do is have a sign overhead saying, this is Cousin Emily here.
that's
around.
That's you know, gonna be nice.
I hear you're gonna have Oscar Rivers there. I haven't seen Oscar Rivers in some time, so you know it'll be good to see him.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, you know, Cousin Al, man. I actually was, you know, away from home for a very long time, serving the country, and I never knew who Oscar Rivers was. So when I first heard his name, I was like, "Who is he?" I didn't know anything about him, but boy, I tell you what, I got a quick enlightened that this was somebody that I better know, I get to know, or needed to be a part of this show. So, yeah, I'm thrilled, man. And I did get a chance to meet him recently, and he's an old legend. And I had to Google him and look him up and check his performance and everything else because he was recommended. And so I'm excited about having him and Abe White. And in fact, we're going to play the promo here in a few minutes, man, so everybody can get a chance to hear it and be there. And tickets are selling really well. And those VIP tickets are selling very, very good. $700.
Yeah, VIP ticket.
Oh, yeah, you need VIP because if you want to interact with Oscar and all those other folks, you want VIP. We got, you know, the food is going to be provided by Buckshot. Oh, my God, that's going to be some good food.
Oh, yeah.
And so the VIP, the tickets are selling real well, and you got a chance to get your group or your organization a table now, seats 8, free food, complimentary drinks. You want to do that. But, yeah, man, Al, I know you're going to be there. So what is your sign going to say?
My sign going to say? I'm here.
I'm looking forward to you being there, man. Was there something else on your mind you want to discuss with me this morning?
No, that's basically it, man. You know what I mean? I just, you know, see you in a couple of weeks down there.
Cool.
I mean, up and down.
right, thank you, man, Alan. Listen, I continue to listen in, man, from Alabama. And all you folks, you know, y'all come on in and be a part of this show. Al's coming in from Alabama. Emily's coming up from the top of North Carolina. So if you're here locally, you want to be a part of that. Thanks so much, Al, man. Take care.
All right, you take care, man.
All right, we talk later. Listen, you know, aside from that Jesse Smollett, I did have something I did want to mention, too, that I thought it was really worthy of. This time change thing, man. This one hour thing is a big deal. But what's ironic is that it is not everywhere. There are states that don't recognize this. And I think it's just a way to make an excuse to be late. I think it's just literally excuse. Is it time to get away? Is it time to move away from it? I want you to tell me. You, the listening audience, this show is about you. Is it time to move away from this whole 1 hour? Because as it says, you get to sleep 1 hour later, or you get to wake up 1 hour later. Well, if you go to bed 1 hour earlier, then you balance. So what is it really about? And is it a true benefit? Because church folks are late to church, folks are late to work, and their excuse is, oh, I didn't realize the time change. And it's got to be acceptable, because what are you going to do, fire them? But that's something I just got to get in there. Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is over in Russia in jail. Now, I don't know who owns the team that she's playing for, that she goes over and play for, but I'd have to honestly say that whoever owns that team, they must be directly tied to Putin, because she's almost three weeks before we got the news, she was already in jail, locked up in Russia. Mm-hmm. And so what is going to happen with that young lady, and how is she going to be used as it relates to this war and relationship? Because
you just said the right word. How is she going to be used?
That's right.
Because she's a pawn. Oh, she's a war pawn right now.
Absolutely.
But they better be careful how she's treated. Because she's not just she's a unique American.
Political prisoner.
Yeah. She's a unique American. And if they despair, they should be careful, because at some point, unfortunately, this could become World War III.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're right. She is a political prisoner, but she's also a political prisoner with ties to a lot of communities.
Yeah. And the danger is, the danger in World War III is there's a lot of folks we can't trust.
Right.
Putin is certainly one.
That's right.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, them dictators.
There's a lot of folks in the Middle East countries.
Yeah.
They're watching.
That's right.
It's like pick up basketball. Everybody wants to get in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when you play pick up basketball, you sit around the court until
you
watching the game.
That's right.
We're watching the game right now.
That's right.
We don't really want to play on this court.
No.
There's a lot of countries that's waiting.
Waiting to be a part of this.
I want
to
get in this thing.
That's right. That's
I don't like that one. But if I get in the, if I can get in the brawl, I can throw my blows at him, because it's legal now. It's permissible.
That's right. It's being in the game.
But too many people have chemical and nuclear capabilities.
That's right. Power and flexing.
It's a mess right now.
That's right.
And, you know, I think you don't call them DNR, or you call them DNR.
Yeah.
See, some of the R side, primarily, they want more. They want more from us.
That's right.
But see, would they be saying that if Donald Duck was up there?
Well, again, and that's why I say we got problems in America with the DNR.
Yeah.
That's a major problem. You know, so if you're one that, and you got a comment about that, call up.
Yeah.
The number, 843-308-9564 is the number. 843-308-9564 is the number. If you want to get in on anything that we're talking about, and if it's something that I'm not talking about that you want to mention. I got a caller. Let me jump right in the caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the J. Rice Show.
Good morning, J. Brother J. Rice.
Hey, good morning, Sister.
I called back to get in on Brittany Griner's. Oh, y'all know why they arrested her, right? This is drug charges.
Yes, yes.
Drug charges. She has some vapor stuff with marijuana stuff in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
This is drug charges.
Yeah, well, that.
So I don't know if she even, she's tied up with, well, no, I don't want to say it. I'll at least leave that alone. But anyway, yeah. She should be a big demo Me too.
Yeah, well, we got to watch that one, Sissy. And thank you so much for calling back.
I would say this. She probably, if she was doing that, she didn't just start. So why wasn't she arrested like a year ago?
Absolutely. So absolutely.
It's a political pawn, unfortunately.
It's political.
A 6'10".
Right.
Female political pawn.
Absolutely.
Representing the LGBTQ
community.
Which, I'm telling you, that's a tricky situation. But she used to have, my late aunt lived in Waco, Texas for most of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She left Charleston, graduated from Burke High School. My aunt left Charleston, went to college in Waco, and never came back to Charleston. You know, that was her home.
Right.
Brittany Griner played at Baylor in Waco.
Right, right.
She used to have Sunday dinner in my aunt's house. Like, my aunt was just that kind of woman that looked after a lot of the kids and the college kids. So, you know, I know if she were alive, she would be upset about that.
Right, right. And situation. It's terrible, man, because, you know, not only is she in jail, in prison over there, but there's also a couple Marines in prison over there. And, you know, that's something that we all ultimately, when we say that, and when we add that component to this, it kind of also makes it that little fear issue that
makes it that, tricky.
Yeah, it makes it very tricky. So we got to pay attention to that. And the two Marines, you know, they're attacking guards. And one thing I'll say is that as a veteran and being in another country, being on foreign soil, you just can't go over there and do whatever you want to do. You can't go over there and act like you can act in America because there's different rules. And the last thing you want to do, on foreign soil is be eligible for their form of punishment. Because it's different from ours. When you go to jail, you know that whole thing where you go to jail in America and then you get bond and get a judge to within hours take your case? Well, it don't happen in other foreign countries.
That's right.
So you gotta be careful that you're under their laws now. So when you guys get over there, and in the case of those Marines, they were over there showing their butt off, right? And so when you go and show off in another country, oh yeah.
So the Marines were not in that country under any military
negative. They
orders.
Were there.
They were just there in a civilian
capacity,
but tied to U.S. military.
That's right. They're civilian capacity, but showing their butt off over there, doing things that they thought they can get away with here in America. You know how when you're privileged here in America, you can do certain things and get away with them. Well, that's what they thought they were doing over there. And I think it was alleged that they either spit or they either kicked at security guard or one of the police officers, and they got them. So we got to be—
And now they're pawns.
Now they're pawns. So now we got to be careful, and we got to watch that one and see how that unfolds, because God forbid anything happened to those guys and then Brittany Griner, then we got all out, you know, that World War III that we're talking about or seeing that could be possible. Very well could be possible, just based on little incidents. 843-308-9564 is the number. 843-308-9564 is the number. Call up. I want to hear what you have to say. Where are you with the relaxing of the mask? It does seem that it's kind of obvious that now we're coming back to this whole thing where we're now relaxed with the mask. Now, of course, yesterday's event, there was a lot of people in there. There were vaccination requirements. And I think we're going to now start seeing that at a lot of events where lines are going to be held up because people want to know that you're vaccinated. They want to know that you have at least a COVID test. Is that too much to ask for? No, not really. Because it's only a matter of the new safe mechanism associated with gathering. We never, there was never a need to, you don't have to put your seatbelt on. But I guarantee if you get an accident, you wish you're going to kind of wish you did, right? Because there's life-saving measures associated with buckling your seatbelt, as there is right now with COVID. So I'm okay with those new regulations to make sure that we're in this certain environment, because this is where we are. But they are relaxing the mask. Where are you with that? I mean, how do you feel as a citizen that has been sitting up here for the last couple of years, wearing a mask, and how do you feel? 843-308-9564 is that number. Call up. I want to hear what you think. Are you one of those prayer warriors? Are you praying for a stimulus check for me? Because
right not for themselves, for you.
Yeah. I mean, pray for yourself, but pray for me too. You know, pray for the Jay Wright Show this morning. Say, I'm a prayer warrior. I'm praying for a stimulus check for Jay Wright, and then hopefully I get one too.
Yeah.
Because right now we need it. Inflation, gas prices are high. You know, I remember early on, there were folks that, in my world, I kind of have to listen to talk radio in other cities and other states, and sometimes chime in and be a part of them. You know, there are people now that are that said early on that this war and Ukraine would not affect us. And if you one of those that said that, I'd love for you to call up here to the Jay Wright Show, and I can give you some examples on how that war in Russia is affecting us. I got a call. Let me jump right into the caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Wright Show.
Go ahead, caller.
All right. This is.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, just turn your radio down because it's confusing.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Turn that radio down.
No, I just wanted to say for Jesse, to me, he's just setting the record straight. If he comes up having committed suicide, to me, he's saying, I didn't do it. Based on what's happened to some other high-profile people that have gone in, all of a sudden they're dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so to me, he's just saying, hey, I'm not suicidal, so don't think I did something to myself if something happens while I'm in.
But you know what's funny about you saying that is, why would he assume? What would give him that early indication that something could happen to him? And if it does, is it something that he did, or is it something that he's aware of that we're not aware of?
Unfortunately, he set up the situation.
Right.
That he's in.
Right,
exactly.
But and has to possibly suffer the consequences of that. But I'm just saying, I think he's just clearing the air.
Is he using his privilege to kind of, you know, promote himself as well?
Well, that could be, yes.
Right.
That's not a falsehood for sure.
Well, this is strange situation. But thank you so much for calling in. And I typically don't ask your name unless you want to give it. But where are you calling from?
This is Roz right here in North Charleston.
All right, Roz. Roz, thank you so much for listening to Jay Wright's show, and encourage others to listen and, you know, be a part of the conversation. Be a regular caller. You can. And, so thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for letting me express myself.
Thank you. That's right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Roz. That's a new caller. I've had a bell. Ding, 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 ding. New caller bell. Ding, ding, ding.
New caller alert.
Thank you, Roz, for calling in and being a part of the show. I forgot to ask her to pray for me for stimulus.
Oh,
I forgot to ask.
She's listening.
Hopefully, Roz, if you listen, go ahead and pray for Jay Wright. Yeah. Pray for yourself, too, that we get the stimulus.
Jesse, respecting her process on that, the problem is he has no credit right now to say what he said because his words have no credit. His words have bad credit, if I can say it like that. So if I was a juror, he would be guilty based on what we saw, evidence that's been presented. We saw video of the brothers buying the stuff to put the noose. You know, we saw enough to make a reasonable assessment that he is lying.
And
based on that, what he's saying about what he just said, it unfortunately lost credit.
And not only that, Professor T. Bates.
It's sad, but true.
One of the things that's crazy with him, too, is that what's this black thing associated with all this? You know, I'm a black man. And if you want to commit to it, if you want to start talking suicide, you had ample time to do it between the day you were found guilty and now. And said, listen, so what is this suicide thing now? And I think you're just really making a mockery of all of us with these theatrics, man. I really think you're doing
it. The black and LGBTQ
Absolutely.
Community more than helps when you say something like that.
Absolutely. That's ridiculous.
You know,
ridiculous.
Are there fears? There are fears.
That's right.
But, you know, what he did, wasn't that right kind of like around the George Floyd
Absolutely.
Time?
Timing.
And see, that was bad. That was a bad look.
That's right.
At that time.
Timing.
Because we just saw a man tragically lose his life.
That's right.
In a most inhumane it was a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to not allegedly, because he's guilty now.
That's right.
You concocted a crime that says that others treated you this way, and then come to find out it was, they were black men.
That's right. Just like you.
But you made it seem like it was an opposing force, maybe another race, or maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he just has no credit to say what he said, unfortunately.
And
that's really, I mean, I, like you said, if he, they have monitor now, I'm sure.
Right.
You know, but I'm sure they were going to anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you.
He is suicidal, Pop.
Yeah, he is suicidal. So. He really is. If nothing else, he's crazy. Really, really crazy. So, you know, and his theatrics don't make it any better. And so we do know that that there's more to watch with this Jesse Smollett thing, because I think what he's doing is kind of building up an audience, building up, you know.
For his next series.
Right, for his next series. Because 150 days, of course, as you and I very well know, is not a long time. And, yeah,
and he should,
you know,
be thankful, because he got a 30-month sentence.
That's right.
That's almost 3 years.
That's right.
So they only have to spend less than 6 months.
6 months in jail,
I
right.
mean, maybe that's, you should just own up. Say, I'm sorry for I made a mistake, and right. I'll pay my debt to society.
And
not
and,
double down. But once again, Putin doubles down.
That's right. Saddam, that's what they do.
Saddam
that's
doubles
what
down.
They do.
Because once you stick, you get stuck on, I'll tell you, this is really simple. It's about truth and lies.
That's right. That's what they do. That's
what
they do.
You believe.
That's right. Well, you know, I want to thank you all today for being a part of the J-Rice Show, as always. I got
We got that promo.
Oh, yeah. Let me kick in the promo right now before I thank my sponsors on my way out the door. You got to listen up, but more importantly, you got to be there.
That's right.
The AASE Historic Commission, an initiative to protect and preserve the Gullah culture, history, and land, invites you out to the 1904 Long Point School fundraising concert, Rebuilding the Legacy. Saturday, March 26th, 1 until 5 p.m., Awandaw Municipal Park, 7900 Door Road in Awandaw. Featuring Awandaw native Grammy Award winner and founding member of Ranky Tanky, Charlton Singleton. Charlton Singleton's coming back home to his roots. Along with the Black Diamond Band, yours truly MC and DJ Terry Bass, along with Oscar Rivers and the Jazz Quartet, Larry Ford and the Unit Band, featuring Abe White and vocalist Brenda Metoy, and Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg. Come out to this fundraising concert. General admission $40, VIP $75, children 12 and under 25, featuring Charlton Singleton. And please come out and meet President and CEO of the International African American Museum, Dr. Tanya M. Matthews.
That's right. That's it. That's the show. Mm-hmm. My sponsors, thank you. Thank you for the Sunday morning platform and an opportunity to be a part of the Sunday morning airwaves on WJNI 106.3, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Geechee Seafood in Mount Pleasant, Gyrus Place in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, Family Seafood Market, Check Masters, Check Cashin, the Jefferson Building in Highway 17 North, Mount Pleasant, Tree of Life Ministry, thank you, and stay in peace. And I have been getting quotes that I was asked to say weekly on my closeout, so I'll start that real soon. But thank you for being a part of the J-Rice Show, and look forward to seeing you next week. Stay in peace until then.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me.